Approximately one-third of older adults experience hearing loss, and the likelihood of developing hearing loss increases dramatically as we age. Of course, hearing loss is not the sole purview of the aging, and according to Stats Canada, about 60% of Canadians aged 19 to 79 have a hearing health problem. And hearing loss can lead to profound changes in our daily lives. The slow development of hearing impairment can often result in individuals and their partners adapting to the condition with strategies like speaking louder, turning up the TV, or simply withdrawing from conversations entirely. It can take years for those individuals to seek help. "My father had hearing loss, and we didn't realize it," recalled Denise Robertson, executive director of the Island Deaf and Hard of Hearing Center. "I remember being at a family gathering and it was the first time that I'd seen him not engage with others. It dawned on me that he just couldn't hear, and it was devastating to me that he couldn't participate with his family." Robertson joined the team at the nonprofit IDHHC after a career in banking and recreation, and credits her experience with her father for her decision to work in her current field. "For me, it was my experience with my father that gave me the perspective and understanding of the barriers that people with hearing loss are up against. Those barriers can be devastating. To begin with, hearing loss can actually affect the way the brain functions. Hearing, you see, is more than just a sense, it's a way the brain stays stimulated. Each conversation, sound, or ambient noise stimulates areas of the brain, and it's this ongoing stimulation that keeps the brain sharp, active, and engaged. But when hearing falters, the stimulation to the brain slows down, and with that, the cognitive burden. In simple terms, the brain is like a muscle, it grows stronger when exercised. But under reduced stimulation from hearing loss, areas of the brain that handle sound, language, and memory can begin to atrophy or shrink. This can result in slower comprehension and a delay in processing information, forgetfulness, and difficulty recalling names, conversations, or events. There's an emotional toll to be paid. The withdrawal from social interaction that Robertson recalled is a common effect of hearing loss. Hearing loss also affects self-confidence, mental health, and relationships, as people who suffer hearing loss can feel excluded in social gatherings and even within their own families. The resulting social distancing can impact people and result in depression, loneliness, withdrawal, anxiety. It can leave them feeling empty. "There are a number of myths that exist around hearing loss, particularly for older adults," said Robertson. "For one thing, you should know that while hearing aids are fantastic and have been life-altering for many people, they don't result in normal hearing. People with hearing loss may still have difficulty in understanding what is being said. Also, and this is important, recognize that people with hearing loss are not dumb or stupid. They simply may not have heard or have misheard a question and responded inappropriately. And one of the worst things that people do, according to Robertson, is to respond to a hearing-impaired person with, 'Oh, never mind, it's not important,' or 'I'll tell you later.' You don't get to decide for a hearing-impaired person what is important," said Robertson. The work of the IDHHC is unique in Victoria and helps to dispel some of these myths while offering real help to those with hearing loss. The organization was founded in 1991 by a group of parents looking for services for their deaf children, said Christy Falconer, the IDHHC manager of communication. "Since that time, we've expanded into a number of services, one of the most notable being our Sound of Change program. Through that program, the IDHHC can provide free hearing assessments, the help of trained audiologists, and the supply of refurbished hearing aids and communication devices to vulnerable and at-risk populations, including low-income seniors and adults. Through this program, we've been able to provide hearing aids to more than 2,500 individuals in the past 7 years, with a value of more than $8 million, said Falconer. The IDHHC offers other help for families of hearing-impaired individuals right across Vancouver Island and the Gulf Islands. From their offices in Victoria and Nanaimo, they provide full-service hearing health clinics with registered audiologists, employment support from experienced case managers, registered ASL interpreters and captioning services across the province, assistive technology demonstration, and hearing aid loans and sales. Although we're a nonprofit, we still sell hearing aids to those who can afford them, but because we're not owned by a hearing aid manufacturer, we can match clients with the equipment that's best for them, not just whatever a certain company produces, said Robertson. And all our profits go back to provide services, hearing aids, and programs to those who may not be able to afford them. For more information on hearing impairment or the IDHHC, visit www.idhhc.ca/.